Hey, and welcome to a brand new episode of Her Renewed Mind. So this is going to be part two of a series I'm doing on taking the next step. And I address a response that I received on Facebook. I had posed the question, what's the single biggest challenge you are having taking the next step toward your dreams and goals? And a sis of mine responded believing that it can actually happen for me. So I spent some time in this episode just sharing my thoughts around how we can believe that, yes, what God has promised can happen for me too, can happen for us too, can happen for you too. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to Her Renewed Mind, where you will be encouraged to develop a deeper relationship with God and feel more mentally focused and connected so that you can enjoy a peaceful life and be a blessing to others. I'm Dr. Candace, your host, a daughter of God, mom of an amazing teenager, and a personal and spiritual development coach. If you're ready to be free from overthinking and negative thoughts and gain mental focus and clarity, connection with God and others, understanding of your purpose, confidence in your calling so that you can be a blessing to others, then this podcast is for you. Grab your water, lace up your shoes, pop in your AirPods. It's time to go on a beautiful journey. Do you have a dream, a vision, or a goal that is on the inside of you, but you're not sure how to move forward? Or maybe you know, but something is holding you back from taking that next step. If that's you, I believe round three of the Take the Next Step training is for you. So this round three, because I've done it twice already, takes place on Thursday evening, April 18th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And you are going to hear some teaching on possibly what can hold us back from moving forward and how you can move forward to carry out that dream, that goal, that vision that God planted on the inside of you, that your world needs. Someone is waiting on your faith plus obedience so they can experience impact and transformation. So I love for you to join myself, my sister, little sister mentor, Alicia Leach. We're going to be giving some prophetic strategy. You'll have time to ask questions, get answers to those questions, and not only learn, you know, and get the teaching, but get coached in how to take your next step forward. So meet us in the Zoom room. So you can go on my website. I'll have all the information in the show notes and register today. It's a good price. It is a good price. And I have Afterpay and PayPal Pay Later payment options set up. And so I want to ensure that you have the capability to join us in this important training as we are walking into, right, the second quarter of the year. Be blessed, and I can't wait to see you in the Take the Next Step training. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Sis, welcome back to this episode of Her Renewed Mind. I'm so glad you're here. And so what I've decided in real time is that I'm going to do like a mini series, and I've done mini series before. It's getting good. And really addressing the responses that I got from the question that I posed on Facebook last week, I believe. Well, maybe 2 weeks ago when you're listening to this episode. Oh, happy Monday. And it was just, the response was so good, so I couldn't help but to share my thoughts. And I did a little bit of that online, and I'm like, oh man, I'm finding that I really like to talk. Obviously, I've been saying that a lot. And sometimes when I'm texting or I'm typing out a response, my thoughts are going faster than the words that are coming, you know, in my fingers. So using this type of platform works well for me when I have something to say. So today I'm going to address the response. Let me give you all the question again. So the question that I posed on Facebook was, what's the single biggest challenge you are having taking the next step toward your dreams and goals? And I had several ladies respond. And so one of the responses, a dear sis of mine shared, believing it can actually happen for me. I'm so glad that she responded in that way. And I love those moments because we get to partner with heaven to see what God would say. And that's exactly what I'm doing now and what I did when I saw that response come through. And I know my sis personally, we see each other a lot. And so we've had conversation, honestly, through the years. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful for our relationship. And I love her. I love you so much. And so I just took a few notes. And one of the first questions that came to mind was like, you know, well, how do you believe? And so I'm, you know, in real time thinking that with God. And so kind of the first thing that came to mind with that question, well, how do you believe? How do you believe in yourself? And I think it's recognizing and having this awareness that God has given everyone a measure of faith, a measure, another word you could use, you know, is trust, that you have in you the capacity to believe. And I encourage all of us, because you have those moments where you're like, man, I'm believing for my friend over here. I'm believing for my family member over here, right? But then when it comes to yourself, sometimes it is hard, challenging to believe that for yourself, because you see it happening for everybody else and you're believing for everybody else. But I think recounting our life, making connections in how good, bad, in between, but that we are still here, that you are still alive, that you still have breath in your body. And years ago, you didn't know that you would be right where you are. And you've come, you're a different person. You are a totally different person than you were a year ago, 2 years ago, and to celebrate that. And I think that will allow us to believe that, wait, it has happened for me. Maybe not in the way that I'm desiring, but it has happened for me. I'm blessed. I have what I need. I have breath in my body. Just, you know, those simple things that are really, really big things, right? And I think that we have to be careful in not longing and looking at someone else's story, what they have, how, for too long, because that will cause us to lean into comparison. I'm talking about what I know. If we linger a little bit too long on socials, on that particular post, you know, filling our minds with what other people may be doing or what other people have been able to obtain, right? That will send us spiraling. I'm talking about what I'm talking about, right? So having a healthy thought life, oh my goodness, this is called her renewed mind for a reason. It's so critical in us having the capacity to believe that it can happen for us, for me, that it can happen for me. And constant communication, intimacy with our Heavenly Father will help us to renew our mind, because we're thinking about Him and we're listening to what He has to say. And we're believing, I'm declaring this, that we then begin to believe that what He says about us is true. Or we're at least willing to try. Like, okay, God, you said that I can do this. You said that I can have this. You said that I'm the head and not the tail. You know, going back to scriptures as a reference and taking and turning those scripture references into declarations and decrees for our life is so important. I would say also thinking about the goodness that people have given to us, right? Those words of encouragement, those words of prophecy that we've received, whether it was indirectly or directly, because, you know, my pastor has done this a lot when he may be giving a prophetic word to somebody, or Pastor Steph is giving a prophetic word to somebody, and they'll say, you know, that wasn't just for that one person, but you can grab, if that resonated with you, there's a reason it did, because it's for you too. So listen, I will grab, I'm like, ooh, that's me too. And I grab it and I steward that word that I've been given. Yep, that's how we can continue to cultivate a mindset of, you know what, it can happen for me too. I'm reminded of scripture that says, you know, God is no respecter of persons. And so who we're connected to is so critical. So we can grab a hold of somebody else's faith, right? You see, God did it for me. He can do it for you too, right? But again, being careful not to linger too long on, man, yeah, there goes Candace again. Listen, listen, there's a story behind all of that. And I'll be sharing more on this platform and on my socials about the story right behind the glory, the goodness of God that you may see in Jesus' name. And I, you know, I've been talking about taking a step, for what, the past month or so. And here's a PSA that I do plan to offer the Take the Next Step workshop again in April this month. Happy April. Wait, yeah. Yes. Happy April, April 1st. And so look for that. I believe it's going to be April 18th. There is going to be a fee to this workshop. It'll be an hour and a half, and there'll be some goodness. I'll be teaching on how you can take the next step and what may hold us back from taking that step. And we're believing that freedom, you're going to walk into a new level of freedom so that you can then take that step you need to take towards your dream, towards your goals, towards your vision for your life, business, so on and so forth. So here's my PSA, April 18th. You can jump on my website and you'll see the information. I'll have it posted by the time you all hear this, in Jesus' name. If not, send me an email and I'll make sure you'll be one of the first people to find out. And I'll say this, I send it out to my email group first. So jump on my website and goodness, submit your email and you can sign up to receive an e-newsletter that I send out at least two or three times a month, a little bit more if I have events going on. So as reminders, because we all need reminders. Okay. So when I was thinking about like believing in yourself and recounting those times in your life where you've seen God, right? That you were able to do something that you didn't think you were able to do. And sometimes it is just taking that leap. It's like, you know what? I'm tired of analysis paralysis, where I just keep thinking, it's time for me to do something. It's time for me to have a prophetic act, right? You know, just Jesus was always on the move and he was calling his disciples to come all the time. It's always an invitation for movement, right? It's a faith walk, not a faith standstill. Sometimes it does take faith to stand still. There are some areas and times and seasons of your life that you do need to stand still, but that's still taking action because you're choosing not to move. But sometimes it's, you got to make a movement. So what came to mind, I think last week I talked about driving, I think, or maybe two episodes ago and, or three. And then today, what came to mind was riding a bike, right? You may have seen other people riding a bike, or your parents or your caregiver got you a bike and you're like, okay, I know it's time to get on this thing. And you had somebody encourage you along, or maybe you didn't. Maybe that encouragement came, oops, from within, and you got on that bike and you were wobbly at first, but then as you begin to pedal, put the pedal to the metal, literally, right? Then you got more confident in your bike riding, right? So like riding a bike or learning a new sport or learning to drive, right? We just have to do it. We just have to do it. And now, or when you were little, you were trying to ride all over the neighborhood. At least that was me. Once I learned, I'm like, oh, I got places to go, peep friends to see, right? Right. So sometimes you just have to take a step. And I'm sure my parents helped me with riding a bike. I remember, you know, helping Kyla being outside, you know, pushing her off a little bit. And she learned quickly. So sometimes it may take continual practice until you really got it. But other times God will grace you to just get it immediately. And it's like you've been doing it your whole life. But it is just taking that step. Something else I would share about believing that it can happen for you is being honest with yourself about where you are. And this is as you're fellowshipping with your Heavenly Father. And then after you're done asking him questions and talking, listen for his voice. And his voice may come as a whisper, like you may hear him audibly. You may have a knowing inside your belly. You're like, I don't know how, but I just know what to do next. It may be through a conversation. That's what happens to me. I'll have a conversation with somebody and God just starts downloading. He'll just start answering. Also, when I write, it just comes out of me and I have the strategy written down. So God communicates to you in the way that you can hear. So maybe it is through a sermon. Maybe it is through this particular podcast episode. And you're like, you know what? I heard my instruction through Candace's voice because Holy Spirit is speaking through me in Jesus' name, right? So being honest with yourself about where you are, talking to God about it, telling him all the things and just asking him, right? Jesus, help me to believe that it can happen for me. Show me that it can happen for me. Man, when we pray prayers like that, man, God will answer and expect him to answer with eyes wide open, with that curiosity bubbling up on the inside of you, right? And I mentioned earlier about who you surround yourself with. And I'm so glad that this is a safe space. So you can email me, you can DM me on social media, or you can respond back to a post like my dear sister did. And I believe that when you surround yourself with people who know God, right? Like they have a relationship with Jesus and they're growing, right? You've seen them grow. You've seen the fruit, right? They're not just talking and you're like, no, their actions aren't lining up. No, you've actually examined the fruit. Then I would encourage you to share with that person and get the godly counsel, the wise counsel that is going to be important for you to move forward in believing that it can happen for you. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. I believe that's Romans 10:17. I'm glad I said it out loud because I was going to actually pull it up. You all know I like my TPT. I was going to see what the scriptures have to say in the Passion Translation about faith comes by hearing. Okay, amen. I might have made that up. Or is it 10:17 or 10:7? Okay, that's okay. That is okay. But it is in, let me see. Romans 10:17, because I'm in Romans 9, right? Clearly. Okay. So Romans 10:17 in the Passion Translation reads, faith then is birth in a heart that responds to God's anointed utterance of the anointed one. So when I read that, I'm hearing basically, faith then is birth in a heart that responds to God's anointed utterance of Jesus. Right? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. We know that Jesus is the living word. He is a living expression. He is the word of God. So faith is birth in a heart that responds to God's anointed utterance of the anointed one. So if you have responded to Jesus, right? You've responded to Jesus, then you have faith. And even if it doesn't feel like it, reminding yourself of that truth, you'll start to feel like it. You will. I believe it for you in Jesus' name. So I'm going to pray. I just feel led to pray. God, I thank you for my sister who's listening. I thank you that through the words that you've given me to share, oh God, that their faith baby is leaping, that what you have deposited on the inside of them, oh God, the instruction that you have for them, the strategy that you have for them, oh God, is coming alive, and that she is believing who you say that she is. She is believing that your promises are yes and amen, and that your goodness and your mercy is following her all the days of her life. And she will dwell in your house forever with you, reigning, like going to heaven and then coming back and reigning over this new heaven and new earth that you are going to bring when it's all said and done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for my sister's belief just growing bigger in you, and that she will continue to steward the relationship with you. She will continue to just walk with you and allow you, Jesus, just to speak to her heart and confirm those things in her heart that she needs your assurance for. I decree that my sister believes that you can do it for her, because you've done it, you do it, and you shall do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I love you so much. Let me know what you thought about this episode, some of the things I share, what resonated with you. I'd love for you to leave your comment, your review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming from, or if you're watching this on YouTube. Listen, subscribe, like, notification, all the things, because I'm dropping episodes every Monday and actually may start to do some things on Thursday too. We will see. Hallelujah. All right, be blessed, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Monday. Until next Monday, peace. Hey there, I hope you were blessed by this week's episode of Her Renewed Mind. If you were, I'd love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a written review in Apple Podcasts. This helps us get the show out to more women who desire a deeper connection with their Heavenly Father. Also, be sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. Thank you so much for listening. I'll meet you right back here next Monday.